Today's daf is Psachim, daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, as we continue in the second parak of Psachim, various inyanim related to Chametz and Chametz on Pesach and Chametz after Pesach. That's what this parak is all about, various discussions. So we start with the Mishnah on daf Lamed Aleph base. Says the Mishnah, Nachri Shehilva Es Yisrael Al Chimsa. We have some basic shas topics on today's daf, and the Mishnah starts off with a non-Jew lend money to a Jew. Nachri Shehilva Es Yisrael Al Chimsa on his chametz. What does that mean? His chametz is the security. His chametz is the shibud. The Jew commits that if he does not pay back the money, then his chametz is going to the non-Jew. Achra Pesach Mutar Bana. After Pesach, that chametz is Mutar Bana. Amazing. Mutar Bana. This is chametz owned by a Jew. But because, just reading this on the surface, because it is leaned, because it is beshubit to a non-Jew, on Pesach, that's enough. The Gemara is going to ask, how is that possible? Right? A Jew owns something. He can pay back the loan. If he pays back the loan, then the chametz stays in his property. But here, the Mishnah says that if he owes the money, if he owes the money and he's leaned the chametz to pay in lieu of the money, so that is good enough to be considered shel nachri, and after Pesach it is mutar bahana. And the other way, v'Yisrael shehilva es nachri al chimso, if a Jew lent money to a non-Jew al chimso, on with the security of the non-Jew's chametz, achra Pesach asur bahana, after Pesach it is asur bahana, because it's already can be considered shel Yisrael during that time. Amazing, we'll have to see exactly the details of the case. First, Machlokas, we showed him exactly how to understand the Mishnah. When does this loan become due? Does the loan become due before or after Pesach? Now you might say, if the loan is due before Pesach, then you could understand, at least in one direction. Right? If it comes due before Pesach, you could understand that the chametz should be owned by the person who is owed to. Because if the person doesn't have any money right then and already is planning to pay back, so then you could say maybe it's ki'ilu, paid back already. But what if the loan becomes due after Pesach? You should say maybe it's not good enough. Anyway, that is a machlokas rishonim. Rov rishonim assume that the chametz is coming due, the loan is coming due after Pesach. That is what Rov rishonim, how they understand it. That's what it sounds like for the Mishnah. Sounds like he lent the money, and after Pesach, you know, it sounds like, just the pashas of the Mishnah sounds that way. Except for one word, as we'll talk about in a minute. Let's just first read the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid debate what exactly is the case. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Yisrael, and again, the Rambam is already giving up some secrets that we don't know yet that's going to come up in today's daf. Well, we'll read the Rambam anyway for the line that's important for us. Yisrael Shehirhin Chemso Eitzel Hagoy, a Jew that put his chametz Eitzel Hagoy, he already deposited it with the guy, im amar lo, as a mashkon, so to speak, as a collateral, as we'll see B'Shev later in the Gemara. If he says, if I don't pay you back from today, ad yom ploni, your kona the chametz me achshav, again we'll see that later, harizeh bershus hagoy, v'yoso chametz mutu l'achra Pesach. The key line for us is, v'hu sheyia oso zman shekavalo kodim ha-Pesach. As long as the zman is nikva, the zman that is nikva to pay the loan is before Pesach. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ravid says in his classic style, Amar Avram, Davar ze lo nahir velo tzahir. There's no light on that Shita. Ela afilu lo igiezmano ala achra Pesach. Eino over a love. The chiddush of our Mishnah is shibudim. And if it's already meshubit to the malve in either direction, then that's good enough to be considered shel ha-malve, even if it doesn't come up until later. Right? There's a well-known formulation of the Ritva in Meseches Kiddushin in the first parak where the Ritva calls shibudim a miksas kinyan. It's already a semi-kinyan, and this is one of the greatest reflections of that idea. It's already meshubit, and therefore, that's enough for the love not to violate by Rabbi Yimotze. The im, and the Ravid says, v'migiyas man kodma Pesach, if this man for the loan comes before Pesach, so then the later ukimta that the Gemara makes, saying me'achshav, would not be needed. Lo amar, afil lo amar me'achshav kina'o, she'in denasmachta l'gay. You wouldn't have to say me'achshav because it already belongs to a guy. Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, again, Rov Rishonim, assume like the Ravid. The Magen Mishnah here valiantly tries to defend the Rambam, and he says that The im kedivrei harayvid, the kosher yigiyas man kodu apesach, vilu belo me'achshav kanagoy, lama torach ha-gemara lo'ukmei. Lama sisa, we're going to see why does the Gemara spend time trying to figure out the Mishnah versus the Braisa. The Gemara says, this is me'achshav, this is lo me'achshav, just make the chiluk of yigiyas man and lo yigiyas man. If you wouldn't eat me'achshav if it's yigiyas man kodu apesach. Va'ani sover, he says, I think the Rambam holds like the other shitas of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he says, v'yef shalom asher kava akra pesach, where do you think the Rambam got it from? Says the Magen Mishnah. I think he got it from the language of the Mishnah. Because what does the Mishnah say? Achra Pesach mutar bana. Achra Pesach mutar bana. It sounds like immediately after Pesach. It doesn't sound like there's a certain time period that you have to wait until the loan is due, and then these halachos kick in. It sounds like right away. Obviously not on Pesach. And he goes through all the other Rishonim, but this is Machlokas Rambam Ravid, exactly what is the case that our Mishnah is referring to. Okay, so we continue. The Mishnah again had a case where there is a loan and there is a shibud, there is a lien created on chametz. The Mishnah says the chametz is considered as if it is shel malve already, both l'chumra and l'kula, Jew and non-Jew. Says the Gemara Itmar, Baal Chov, when a creditor collects his money, how do we consider that being collected? When he collects his shibud, what is that considered? Says the Gemara, Abaya Omar Lemafreya Hu Goveh, V'Rava Omar Mikana Lahaba Hu Goveh, Major Machlokas Abaya and Rava, what does that mean? Abaya says, when the Baal Chov collects his loan Lemafreya Hu Goveh, it is viewed as if retroactively this shibud that the Malveh just collected was always his from the time of the loan. Rashi, first wide line, Gviaso Shegava Achshav Igloi Milsa. It's revealed retroactively to Misha Shehilvehu Amdu Nechasav Halala B'Cheskaso. It's Lemafreya revealed halachically. Physically, it wasn't in his possession. Physically, the Loba had it till now. But halachically, it says, viewed as if the Malva had it all along. How can you view it that way? The Malva had it all along, so there's a line in the Nesivis. The first Nesivis of the day. The Nesivis writes in Kuf Tzadi Tes, Adaita de Kinyin Nasam Ohama Usmitchila. When the Malva gave the money as a loan to the Love, in the back of his mind, says the Nesivis, according to Abaya, in the back of his mind was that this is money Kesef Kinyin to buy whatever is being leaned to me. So it is a loan, but it's also a daita to kinyan nasal amos mitchila. That's a bias svara. Whenever a loan takes place and there is a lien created, so that's how it works. And again, it could be not stam where there is no lien, only when there's a lien created. Rashi's lashon in the first Rashi is shibed lo nechasav. There is an automatic shibud. That's the discussion of Milva Ksuva Batorah and Milva Shein Ksuva Batorah. It might be an automatic shibud. Here, Rashi says, Shibed lo nechasav. If there is that lien, so we view it as Lemafreya hu goveh. V'Rava amar no. Mikana lahabo goveh. Rava says, no, it goes by when it is actually collected. Up until that point, it's shel loveh. And after that point, only after it's collected, is it shel maveh. As you can see, the Gemara is going to talk about on Daf Lamed Aleph how this machlokas relates to our Mishnah, as we'll get into. But first the Gemara says, Kolhecha, what is the nafkamina? Halachic difference between Rav and Abaya as follows. Kolhecha da'akdish love, vizavin love. If in the interim, the love sells it or is makdish it, Kulei alma lo pligi, dasi malve v'tarif, asi malve uparik. Everybody agrees that the malve could come and take it from the buyer and from hekdish. Because after all, the love had no rights to sell it or to makdish it, because the connection, the shibud that the malva had on the property, on the item, was kodem and preceded the writes that the new buyer and Hekdesh has, so for sure everybody would agree, even Rava would agree that the Lovik could go and take, the Malvik could go and take it from Hekdesh and take it from the new buyer. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Arachin, Mosif O Dinar, Upodas Rechazim Elu. The Mishnah there says that a prior creditor could go take it from Hekdesh. He has to throw in a penny. Why? As a din d'rabbanan, so it shouldn't look like that Hekdesh is yotze below pidyon. But Meikra did, he could take it, he doesn't have to be poded. He doesn't have to redeem it, because it never had a chance to be chal, because there were no rights for the lovet to be makdashit. So even Rava would agree to that. Rava, who says mikan al haba, they would agree to that. Ki pligi, what's the machloketh? Let's finish the line and then we'll make some comments. Ki pligi dezavin malve v'kadish malve. The machlokas is, can the malva do it before the malva gets it? The lova for sure cannot do it. Can the malva do it? Abaya, Omar Lamafreya, who go over, Abaya says, it works Lamafreya. And therefore, Kiva de Mata Zimne Velo Pare, once the time comes and the lova did not pay up, Igloi Milsa Lamafreya, it retroactively is clear. De Mei Kara Bershuse Havikoi. That originally it was already in the Malva's Breshus from the moment of the loan. Vishapar Akdish, Vishapar Zaman. And the Hektish and the Mechira worked. And therefore what? What do you mean? The Malva. What's the Nafkamina? He gave it already. Rashi says no. What if he wants to retract? He gave it. The loan was on the first day of Av. And let's not talk about Av, because let's say there's bad Mazel on Av. The first day of Elul. First day of Elul was the loan. And on the fifth day of Elul, that's when the Malva was Makdashit. On the tenth day of Elul, the loan is due. But when the loan is due, Reuven says, the Malva says, you know what, I want to retract. I really don't want to be Makdashit. I don't think it's a good idea. Can he be Chozerba? Or do we say that automatically happened on the fifth day of Elul? That's the Machlokas between Abaya and Rava here. Rashi says, for who balik vosem in alove, chozerbo ben hektish, he's chozerbo. That's Abaya shita, that he cannot be chozerbo. Because it was already his at the time, and therefore he was able to be makdashid, and you're not allowed to be chozerbo, even to, but when it comes to hektish, as we know, even to kadeh dibur, you can't be chozerbo. This is way after. For Rava amar, mikado lahaba hu gove. Rava said, no, you come, the malve collects halachically mikado lahaba, Kivan de ilu havi lezuze havi mesalik lehu bezuze. Since if the lova had money, he would be able to give the money instead of the leaned property. Ishtakik behashtik alkoi. So it's clear that the malva only has rights from now when the lova defaults on the loan and the malva is able to collect from the leaned property. So that's what it is. And the hektish and the mechira did not work in the interim, and he would be able to be chozerbo at that time. 2 points. Number one, when the Malva comes, and in the first half of the Gemara, when the Malva comes, and the Gemara says that the Lova had no rights to be Makdashit, because the Malva's lien, his rights were preceded the new buyer and Hekdesh, the Ksos's Lashon is that Hekdesh wasn't Chal at all. But when the Malva comes and takes it, the Gemara just says, Asi Malva Vatar for Asi Malva Uparek. What about the interim time period? That seems to be a machlokas achronim, whether it was Hekdesh at all, and now the Malva is removing it from Hekdesh without any pidyon, maker adin. Or do we say that it was Hekdesh in the interim? A little bit Hekdesh, but automatically it was Hekdesh Lisman, because whatever the Malva wants to, and he has the rights to collect it, that he would be able to take it out of Hekdesh. That seems to be a machlokas achronim, and afkamina would be me'ila in the interim time period. That's an important afkamina, whether it was Hekdesh at all on the basis of the Lovis actions or not. Number one. The other point is the question that Rashi brings up, and the other Rishonim as well, something that we discussed back on Daf Hey, and that is Rashi of the third skinny line. Rashi says, how is it that we say that if the Lova is Makdashit, then everybody would agree that the Malva could go and take it from Hekdesh? Don't we have a principle? It's in Ksubis Notes. It's in other places as well. It's in here in Psachim, and it's a few places in Shas that the rule is Hekdesh chametz v'shichror mafkiin midei shibud. Right? Isn't the rule, Rava says, that if I have a shibud, if I owe somebody money, and then I makdish the item, I makdish the lien property, so that is mafkia, that undermines the shibud. You're right. If I owe Reuven money and then I take what's the shibud and I sell it to somebody else a hedyot, then the Reuven can go. That's called to the lekuchos. That comes up all the time. But Rava says that there are three exceptions to the rule that overpower a previous shibud. One is hektish, the other is chametz. If I have a lean chametz, then chametz becomes asur bana. Chametz destroys the shibud, becomes asur bana. And shichrur, if I have an eved that is meshubah to a loan, and then I free the eved, shichrur. All those three are mafkian midei shibud. So asks Rashi over here, amongst the other Rishonim as well. How does the Gemara say that davar pashut, that if the loave is makdish it, the malva can just come and take it? Why don't we say, heftish is mafkia midei shibud? So various answers given to this question. The first one is Rashi. This is Rashi l'shitaso. That Rashi said earlier in Daf Hey, and Rashi is a Rashi, other places as well. But Rashi here says, when the Rava says, Hektish is mafkia midei shibud, that's only kdushas haguf, not kdushas bedak habayis or kdushas damim. Rashi here is saying that there are two very different types of hektish, as we've discussed it many times in the past. There was a daf be'in shir about this a couple of years ago. The difference between kachay mizbeach, also called kachay haguf, versus something that is inherently kadosh, it's a karbon, it's a klishares, however, whatever it is, it's kedushas haguf versus kedushas damim or kedushas bedek habayis. Rashi says here the only hektish that's mafkia midei shibud is kedushas haguf, not kedushas bedek habayis or kedushas damim. Why is that? So we've discussed Reb Chaim in the past. Reb Chaim, based on two Tosfos in Maseches Bava Kama on Daf Ayin Vav and Daf Ayin Tes, Tosfos there, both places, ask the question that the Gemara seems to have a contradiction. One Gemara says that if Reuven steals an ox and then sells the ox or is makdish the ox to Hektish, so the question is that considered a mechira regarding the halachos of Dalad Vehe? We know if somebody, Shor V'Seh, then you have to pay 4 and 5, the Pasuk and Parsha Mishpatim. So is Hektish considered a Mechira for Dalad Vehe? So there are two Gemaras, three bottom from each other. One Gemara says, Meikara Tura Deruvain Vahashta Tura Deruvain. Well, beforehand it is Reuven Shar, and afterward it is also Reuven Shar, so it's not called a Mechira. Versus the other one, that's on Daf Ayin Vav, Amid Aleph, the Gemara said, well, one of the Gemaras is Ayin Vav, one of them is Ayin Tes. On Ayin Tes, the Gemara uses the lashon of mali machor lehedyon, mali machor leshamayim. What's the difference? It is called a mechira. And daf ayin vav, the Gemara uses the lashon. What do you mean? There is a big difference. Machor leshamayim, machor lehedyon. Machor lehedyon, meikar tura deruvin, v'hashat tura deshimon. Machor leshamayim, if you give it to Hektish, meikar tura deruvin, v'hashat tura deruvin. Ask Tosfos there, daf ayin vav and aluf. What do you mean? But this is stira. Answers Tosfos. Two different hakdashes, kachay bedek habayis and kachay kedushas mizbeach. What's the difference? Explains the Tosfos says. Tosfos just says it. We have to understand it. Tosfos says by kachay mizbeach, kachay haguf, it's still yours. That's meikar tura deruvain. Originally, it's Reuven's ox, and afterwards, it's Reuven's ox. Only by kachay bedek habayis, ironically, seems to be the weaker hakdash. Kachay bedek habayis, you could redeem. Right, it's just kedushas damim, so it has value. So there we say it shall hektish meikar tura deruvain v'hashat tura deshimon. Why? So explains Reb Chaim and others that when it comes to, there are two different ways to be mocked or something. When it comes to kachay haguf, kachay mizbeach, what does the makdish do? He directly imbues the item with kedusha. I have an animal, I have a sheep, and I want to give this as a karbon. The second that I makdish that to the Beis HaMikdash, that sheep is imbued with kedusha. I directly am able to be makdish it. That's a halachic concept. Legally, financially, it's still my animal. But I have now imbued it with kedusha. So regarding the halachas of Dalad Vehei, so then that's not called a mechira, because it's still mine legally, financially. But regarding kedusha, inherently it's kedusha, and it's directly I was makdish it. But when it comes to kachay bedek habayis or kachay kedushas damim, explains Reb Chaim based on Tosfos, the way that I'm not makdish it directly. All I do is I make it mamono shel hektish. It's a financial decision, a financial transaction. Memela, once it's shel hektish, then kedusha is chal on it. Memela, but it's indirect. I am not the makdish. I am the makdish in terms of, what does makdish mean? Right, I'm makdish in terms of financially making it legally shel hekdish. But mela, once it's shel hekdish, then a certain level of kedusha is chal on it, a different type of kedusha. Only kedusha is domim, kedusha is berak abayis. So there, that's chayev dal vehei, because that's meikar tura deruvein, vahasha tura de shimon. But again, that's a very different type of hekdish. So Rashi in a few places says, reflects this shita, so we had earlier, Rashi and Daf Hey. Remember, Rashi says the only hektish that you are not over Bal Yeroba Yimatzi for is Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Kedushas Haguf, you are Chayev for Bal Yeroba Yimatzi. Why? Because it's still mine. Even though I imbued it with Kedusha, it's still mine legally and financially. And therefore, I'm going to violate Bal Yeroba Yimatzi. So here too, the shita, so Rashi explains, when does Rava say that hektish is Mafkiyah Bidei Shibud? When could Hekdesh come along and undermine a previous Shibud that's only by Kedushas Haguf? Why? Because really, you're not even undermining a previous Shibud. Because financially, legally, it's still yours. So it still leans to the previous person. But that's what allows, because you are not going through a competing Shibud, after you already have a lien against with another person, so that's why it's able to work, and it's tough luck on the original malva, because the hektish was able to be chal. Masha Enkin, if it's kedushas bedek habayis or kedushas damim, how does that work? That works in a financial, legal way. So there, that's not where Rabba says Hashita, there it doesn't get off the ground, because you already owe it to somebody else, you can't financially change its status, because it's already meshubah to the previous person. That's what Rashi says here, the answer that he gives. And the Rambam, we like to quote in this context, the Rambam Shita, which also reflects clearly this chiluk of Kachi Bedek Abayis and Kachi Aguf, is the Rambam in Hilchos Arachin. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Arachin, let me just find it, Perek Vav of Hilchos Arachin, the Rambam says, if you already have something that is Kachim, could you make it another level of Kachim? If something is Kachim Bedek Abayis, could you make a Kachim Mizbeach, or vice versa? The Rambam says it depends. If something is Kachim Mizbeach, then you're still able to make it Bedek Abayis, it's Chal. But if something is already Kachim Mizbeach, you cannot then imbue it with Kachim Mizbeach. Why? She'ein Adam Makdish Dover She'einu Shelo. That's the Rambam's lashon. When something is already kachim bedek habayis, it's not yours. So if you can't imbue it with more kedusha, just like that, the rule is, I can't go over to my friend's animal and makdish it. But if something is bedek habayis, I can make a kachim aguf. Well, I'm sorry, I can't. If something is kachim aguf, I can make it a kachim bedek habayis. Why? Because it's still mine. And now I'm making it not mine, but that's why it could be chal in the first place. Unbelievable. Okay, that's the answer number one, though, to the question of what do you do with Rava? Our Gemara assumes that the Malvik could just come and take it back from Hekdish. Rava says otherwise. Our Gemara is talking about Kache when he was Makdish, Kache Bedek Abayis. That's why it didn't work. Number one. If you look in the Me'iri says here, first Me'iri quotes a couple of sheets. First he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't appear in our Tosas, but appears in other Tosas, Bali Tosas throughout Shas when the Sugi comes up. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's only mafkia midei shibud when you were makdish mitaltalin. And here you were makdish karka. That is the Me'iri suggestion in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Karka versus mitaltalin. That is number two. He calls them ksas rabbanei tsarfas. Right, as we know, the Me'iri always has a nickname for every Rishon. Doesn't quote him by name. Ksas rabbanei tsarfas. Quote, Shazesha Amr Hekdesh Rosi Videi Shibud Vachal Mataltalanu. Number two. Number three, he quotes another Shita. Ksas Chachme Narvona Pirshu. Right? Quoting from the Chachme Narvona. When do we say Hekdesh Rosi Videi Shibud? We say it even by Karka, but that's only where he has other money, other items to pay back. But if the Lova has nothing else to pay back, then the Lova can't do this to the original Malva. Right, that's not fair, it doesn't work. Number three. And finally, number four, the fourth day he quotes this from the G'dolei HaMefarshim, which is usually the Ravid, but in the footnotes they point out that the Ravid says exactly the opposite in Mishnah Torah. So if you want to really connect this to the consistent Ravid, then maybe this is a problem, it's a misprint, it should be G'dolei HaMechaber in the Rambam, because the Rambam is the one that says this, not the Ravid. And that is the fourth Shita, that maybe Hektish is Mafkia, Hektish is mafkia the shibud, but what our Gemara means is that even though it's hektish, we're makel very much on the pidyon. Really, it is hektish. It's mafkim de shibud, but that only means for the interim time period. But once the malveh wants to take it, then he's able to take it with a very, very easy pidyon process. And the Meiri does not like that, just like the Ravid did not like that on the Rambam. But that's the Rambam in Arachin, Perek Zayin, Halacha, Yud Dalet. That's the Perek Zayin one. Okay, so there's a couple of answers given. What do you do with Rava of Hektish Mafkiya B'nei Shibud relating to Argamar, where it assumes that Vadai, one can get it back. Okay, now we get to some more meat. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Rava Hachi. Does Rava really say this? Does Rava really hold Mikanu Lahaba Hugova? Whenever you collect a loan, it's only from present. Mikanu Lahaba and not Lamafreya. V'yam Rami Barchama. We get into the sugya now of Shibuda de Rabbi Nasan, as we'll see. We have a Rabbi Rechama. Rabbi Rechama says as follows, Reuven Shemachar Sadeh LeShimon. Ba'achrayas, let's try to focus. Reuven sells a field to Shimon with Achrayas. Achrayas just means with, you know, a guarantee. Shimon, if my creditor comes to you to take the lands from a previous loan, I promise to pay you, I promise to cover the cost. I'll give you your money back. That's Ba'achrayas. Shimon did his research as best as he could do, but Reuven says, you know what, I accept Achrayas. V'zakhman alav b'milva. But Shimon, at the time that he bought the field, he did not have any money on him. So Shimon owes Reuven the money for the field, and Reuven made that into a loan. So again, Reuven sold the field to Shimon on credit. And Reuven guaranteed that if his creditors come to Shimon, he would pay back. Umeis Reuven, then Reuven dies. And what happens? Va'asa balchov de Reuven, v'taraf lemi Shimon. Exactly what was forecast. The creditors of Reuven come and are torev Shimon. So now what? Shimon wants to go back to Reuven to get his money back, but he didn't actually pay the money yet. Right? He still owes the money to Reuven, but Reuven guarantees that he's going to pay him back. So v'yasa Shimon upayse bezuze. But what happened? Shimon, right? Reuven's creditors come to Shimon. Shimon is able to keep the property and pay Reuven's creditors directly. Right? He says, you know, creditors, instead of your taking it, am I going back to Reuven? You know, why can't I just give you the money? And then I want to keep this land, so could you accept money? And I'll go back to Reuven and get paid back for this. So he was mefayis and mezuze. Dinahu, the rule is that Shimon, tough luck. To asu b'nei Reuven va'amri le Shimon, the b'nei Reuven, the orphans could come and say to Shimon, you're a great guy, but you know what? It's tough on you. Anan metatali shavak avun gabach. Metatalin, our father left money by you. Meaning, you owed us money. Our father left the chov that you were supposed to pay. And metaltalin diyasli l'machov l'mishtavdi. And the rule is that metaltalin, movable items of Yisomim, are not meshubid to chovos of the father. Only karka is meshubad to the loans that the father took. So you paid back money to our father's creditors, but you didn't have to do that. And you shouldn't have done that because that's metaltalin and that's ours. And therefore, I'm sorry, we're taking our land, you still owe us money, right? You paid our creditors, that's fine, but you still owe us money, so you have to pay back. That's what the Rami Bar Chama says. The Yama Rava, but now Rava adds on, and this is what's important for us. Ipikeach Shimon, if Shimon was smart, he should have done this. Ipikeach Shimon, Magvi Luhu Ara, he should have theoretically gone to the B'nai Reuven and says, okay, I'm giving you back your land. The creditors are coming, so I'm giving you back your land. So that's what's meshubed to the Baal Chov. V'hadar gavi laminayu. And then take it back because I'm a creditor of your father too. Right? Because I bought the land ba'achrayis. So I owe you, but he owes me also. So in that way, the karka, right? He'll give back the karka to the Yisomim, and that karka is as if that was karka that was already related to the chovos of the father, and that would be good enough for the Shimon to keep the land. Damar of Nachman, where do you see this works? Yisomim shegavu karka b'chovos aviyim, orphans that collect karka b'chovos aviyim, meaning if there's a creditor that the Yisomim have, and there is a debtor that the Yisomim have, both from the father, that if they collect land from one, they then have to give that to another one of the creditors, because that's karka that was already connected to the father. Bal chov chozer v'gov osomehen. A bal chov can be chozer and gov. Good, that is the statement of Rava. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute, what did Rava just suggest? That if Shimon was smart, he would give back the land and then take it right back. So that only works, Lachora, if you say, Lamafreya hu gove. So it was considered as if the father had it, right? Because if it was Mikan Lahaba, then it's just the Yisomim getting it. That's a problem. Rava said, Mikan Lahaba. Here we go. I amed bishlama lamafreya hu gove. If you say, like Abaya said, that when a Baal Chov collects, it's considered Lamafreya, like it was always his, amtu lahachi chozer v'gove osamehen. Then fine, Shimon could then collect it again. De kiman de gavu mechayim da avu hondami. Because it's as if that they collected it already in the life of their father, so this land now could go back to Shimon. Ela'i amrit mikana lahaba ugova. But if Rava, you're right, Rava, first Rava number one, if Rava says mikana lahaba, amai chozer v'govo samehen, why could Shimon go and recollect it from them? Ha'havi command to Zavin Yasmi Nixi Dami. It's as if the Yisomim bought land now. V'ilu kani Yasmi Nixi. If the Yisomim have bought something, Mika Meshavdi Lebal Chov. If they bought something today, would that be Meshuvin? No, that's something that they bought. So here too, if it's Mikana Lahabu Gove. So why should this work? Why should Shimon be able to get it? So, says the Gemara, Shiny Hasam, our case is different. De Amar Lahu, because Shimon says to the children, Ki Heichi de Mishtabda de Lei La'avuchon, just like I was Meshubit to your father, right, to owe him the money for the land that I bought, Mishtabda Nami Labal Chov de Avuchon, I'm also Meshubit to your father's creditors. Meaning, if A owes B and B owes C, then A could go directly to C. That's the famous din of, we're going to make it famous right now, Shibud de Rabbi Nasan, the Shibud of Mi de Rabbi Nasan. Ditan de Rabbi Nasan Omer, what does Rabbi Nasan say? Minayin, Adin Daraisa, Minayin, Lenosha Bechaveiro, Mana, how do I know if there is one person that owes somebody else money? Bechaveiro, Bechaveiro, Reuven and Shimon, Shimon owes Levi. So then Levi could go to Reuven. Shibosian Mizeh Vinosan Lazeh, how do I know that? Tamalomar Vinasan La Asher Asham Lo. Give it to the one that it is originally owed, and therefore he could go to the original source. Good, that's the din of Rabbi Nasan. So here too, the case is that Shimon could say to the children, well, I owe you, but you owe him. So that's why I'm paying him. I'm going around you, and therefore, even though normally we would say mikanu lahaba hu gove, but here you don't even have to get into that. Right? Rashi uses the amazing lashon. Rashi says about the sixth to the last line of Rashi, ki heichi davi nachasai meshubadin la'avichem bishvil chovo, just like my property was meshubit to your father because of his chov, hayi meshadin gav la'atzmi mikoach avichem shayalove etzli machvas achrayis amachira midi Rabbi Nasan. I owed you and your father owed me also. So that's why the Gemara says, because of Shibud Rabbi Nasan, that's why he's able to collect, even if you normally say, Mikana Lahaba Hu Gove. The big lumdus in the sugya of Shibud Rabbi Nasan is, how much does the middleman disappear? Question number one, does Levi, let's say Reuven owes Shimon, Shimon owes Levi, does Levi have to go to Shimon first? Or can Levi automatically skip? Here, he doesn't want to go to Shimon in the middle because then it's going to be bad for him. So fine, Halacha understands that. But what if Shimon has money? What if Shimon has money, but let's say Shimon is a more difficult personality to deal with? Could Levi go directly to Reuven, you know, without going to Shimon at all? Question one. Or a second question, and this is the Nafka Mina that's quoted by the Ksos and the Nesivis. Ksos and the Nesivis, that's where the action is, Simon Pevav in Choshe Mishpat. Can the middleman be Mochel? And if the middleman is mochel, does that wipe it out? Meaning, Reuven and Shimon, Shimon owes Levi. If Shimon is mochel to Levi, does Levi have any rights anymore? Could Levi say, it's not your right to be mochel? Well, Reuven owes me, not Shimon. So Shimon is mochel, but I'm going to Reuven. So that is the machlokas between the Ksos and the Nesivis. The Ksos basically says that the middleman disappears. And therefore, the mechila of the middleman doesn't work. He's not able to be mochel. Because the Shibud Rabbi Nasan means that the Shibud is transferred, and Reuven really owes Levi. That's the Ksos, and the Nesivis begs to differ. The Ksivis says, no, Doesn't mean that literally. The Nesiva says, Al Karchach Ein Lomar, the Shibuda de Rabbi Nasan, Hainu, Shahalove Hasheni Naase Love Shel Hamalve Harishon Mamish. It's not what it means, like Mr. Kso says. Diim Kain, Lohayat Sarach Litvoa La Love Tchila. Because if that would be true, why do you have to go to the Love first? Va'od Dim Haya Halove Hasheni Love Shalamalva Harishon. Im Kain Im Mace Halove Harishon. Vinisharu Metaltalanitsa Halove Hasheni. Lo Levi Metaltal Diasmi. It would be Metaltalan of Yisomim. Another Nafkamina to Halove Hasheni Chai. Vahu Love Shalamalva Harishon Mamish. Ella Al Karchach, rather, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that the Levi becomes Meshuvah to Levi. But rather, all it means is that the hashibud sheyesh la halove harishon al halove hasheni nishtabid la hamalve harishon. It means that this is an asset. This is an asset. Just like when Shimon borrows money from Levi. Just like Shimon has many assets that are now meshubit to Levi. Another asset is his shibud of Reuven's property. That shibud is also transferred. But it's only transferred through Shimon. Kimoshi, but Sharnachasim, Sheish Bahalova Harisha, the Kaimalan, the Hinrak, a Raven Ba'at Halova, Hochanami, Hashibut Sheish Lahalova Hasheni, Elorak Din Arev, right? It's a din of Arev, it's a din of a guarantor, but it is not there directly. So that's an important discussion. And again, Nachmanides would be the Mechila of the middleman, so you have to go to the middle person. Good. Tosfos also here has an important distinction. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, Gabi Metaltzelin, Nami Nei Mahachi. Do we say, I same idea by Metaltzelin, Shibudah Reb Nasan? The Gemara Tosfos says, no. Shibudah Reb Nasan is only by Karka. The Dafka Gabi Karka Shaykh Lamemer Hachi. The Bas Shibudhi. The Kishakarka Zum Shubedas La Ruvain. Cheshvinon Le Ki'iluhi Biyado. When Ruvain is owed land, Shibud, it's as if he has it, right? That's like that Ritva's Lashon of Mixas Kinyan, Kedushin Yud Gimel. Daha im Machro Mashkin Achoza Ruvain Vigovo Sakas. If the Love sells it or does something, then Ruvain could go get it. Avo Metaltalin ain't Lach Shivam Ki'ilu Hein Biad Ruvain. But Metaltalin, we don't consider it as if it's in Ruvain's property yet. Kivan, Shiva Machro Mashkin Amin Govamayan, right? You can't collect from Lukuchos Metaltalin. Tosas, by the way, says, Umikanye Shlochiach Talacha Krebi Nasan. Rava is based on Rabbi Nasan, and therefore it's Masha that we hold like him. Bali Tosfos and other places called Rabbi Natam, maybe the halacha is not like Rabbi Nasan. Either way, from our Gemara, we use it. One other point, the Chashuke Chemet here has halacha lemaisa regarding Shibuda de Rabbi Nasan. What about the following case? Chashmaloi, there is a electrician that's owed money from Ruvain. Right, he did work in Ruvain's house, and Ruvain never paid him. Vehumach, and Ruvain says, no, I paid you already, and there are no edim. And all of a sudden, Ruvain's young child, Beno Akatan Shal Ruvain, Matza Matzle, Mala Lo Simanim. Ruvain's young child found the camera without Simanim. Vitavsa Chashmalai Miado, and the Chashmalai took it from him. Va'amar, and he says, Mitzias Katan is Shalaviv. And therefore, you know, the Avani Tafaste Avar Tashlam Shuruvain Chayavli. Right, Ruvain owes the money. So, says the Chashuke Chemed, this child basically owes it to his father. The father owes me, so I took it from you. Does that work? So he quotes a similar idea from the Chubas Arba'a Turei Evan. Somebody who is Chayiv Schar to a Malamed, and the son finds something, and the Malamed took it from a child. Again, this is not normative practice that we suggest. This is just what occurred, or what is discussed. So says the Chubas Arba'a Turei Evan, Ein Tfisaso Klum. Why? Because the father could say, E'efshi, but Takanas Chazal, Lezakos, but Metzias Bini, I'm not interested. There's a Takanas Chazal that Metzias HaBen La'aviv. I'm not interested in that. That takana, and therefore give it back to the kid, and I'm not paying you. But then he says, baby, you can't say this. You can only say EFG of the takana's chazal before the child picks it up. Once he picks it up, the takana already kicked in. So this is a halachala maisa ramification of Shibuda de Rabbi Nasan. Okay, we continue now. So now we get to relating Abaye and Rava to our Mishnah. as we could have started off. Tanan says our Mishnah, if you remember, right, the loans at Bali Rabbi Yimatze. Tanan, Nachri Shehilvas Yisrael Alchimso. A non-Jew that lent the Jew money. And now the chametz of the Jew is leaned to the non-Jew. Achra Pesach Mutrabana. That lien is good enough to get out of Bali Rabbi Yimatze. Says the Gemara, really? Iyamrit Bishlama Lamafreya Hu Goveh. If you say Lamafreya Hu Goveh. So when the non-Jew takes it, it's as if it was his all along. Amtu Lahachi Mutrabana. I understand that's Mutrabana. Because it was always considered of the non-Jews. Ela'i amrit mikanu lahabahu goveh. But if you say mikanu lahaba, like Rava said, so am I mutar banah, pershusa d'Yisrael havikoi. So how does that work? Belongs to a Jew throughout Pesach. And when he eventually gives it to a guy, it's mikanu lahaba. It was a Jew's all along. Why is there no bai rabbi yimatze? Says the Gemara. Hachabamayas kidan kisheh hir hinu etzlo. The case is, it's not just a lien, but the Love deposited the chametz in the Malva's property. Here he knew it's low. So in our case, in the Reisha, the Jew took his chametz and put it in the guy's house. That's why, even if you would say Mekana Lahaba, but this basically was changed from a shibud to what we might call a mashkon. A mashkon, which is even stronger than a shibud, is designated, but it was put in the Malva's house. That's why even Rabba would agree in that case. Period. Lema Kitanoi says the Gemara, though maybe it's really a machlokas tanoim. This machlokas Abai and Rabba is a machlokas tanoim as follows. Yisrael Shehilvah Lenachri Alchemso. A Jew that lent a non-Jew money, and the non-Jew's chametz now was leaned. Achara Pesach, Eino Ove. There's no problem after Pesach. Mishum Rabbi Meir, Amru Ove. Rabbi Meir says there is a problem. So my lab, what's this case about? Again, the Nachri's chametz that is leaned. My lab, Baka Miflagi. Isn't this the machlokas? Tamar Sarva Lamafreya Hu Gove. And therefore, it is over. Because, over Ein Vav Veiz Resh. It's over because it's considered to be a Jew's on Pesach. Umar Sarva Mikana Lahabu Gove. And the other person said, no, Mikana Lahabu Gove. And therefore, it was considered the non-Jews. Says the Gemara. Isn't that a machlokas tanoim? Says the Gemara Vitizbara. Is that really logical? No, look at the next line. Ema Seifa. What about the second line of that Braisa? Aval, what about the opposite direction? Aval Nachri Shehilva Li Yisrael Alchemso. A non-Jew who lent money to a Jew. And now you have the Jews Chametz. Achra Pesach Devi Akol over. Everybody agree it would be over. But if we're saying the Machlokas is Mikan Lahaba versus Lamafreya, so then it should just be opposite shitos. It shouldn't be a divrei hakol. It should be the opposite. Lamanda amar hasam eino over. According to the one who says eino over, because it belonged to a non-Jew, hacha over, because it belonged to a Jew. And lamanda amar hasam over, hacha eino over. If the shitos are based on lamafrei mikan lahaba, so it should just be opposite shitos in the seifa. So the Gemara says, Ela, just like we said before, the case of the Braisa is where the Lova actually put it in the Malva's property. It's what's the Machlokas about in the Reisha? Another Shas topic. A lot of Shas topics on today's daf. Another Shas topic that didn't ever be Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin lebal chov shekona mashkon. Rabbi Yitzchak says, the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, how do I know that a bal chov is considered at least a semi-owner of the collateral of the mashkon? How do I know that? Shene'emar, because the pasuk says, ulachat yetztaka, when you give back the mashkon, it is considered a righteous act on your behalf. Says the Gemara, imenokona mashkon, staka minayin. If I don't own the mashkon at all, what kind of stuck is it? I'm giving him back his own thing. For giving back his own thing, that's not stucca, that's magilo. It's his. If it's stucca, it must be doing something a little above and beyond. I'm taking my item and giving it back to him. That's how you know the Balchov is kona mashkon. That's the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. So that's the machlokes here in the Reisha. Again, what's the case of the Reisha? Where a Jew lends a non-Jew money, and now the non-Jew deposits his chametz in the property of the Jew. So Tanakama Savar, Hani Mili, Yisrael mi Yisrael, who to Karina Beiluchati Yetzaka. That rule of Rabbi Yitzchak is only within Jew. Jews and Jews. Avo Yisrael mi Nachri Lokani, but a Yisrael is not Kona Mashkon from a Nachri. So when the non-Jew puts his chametz in the Jew's house, it still belongs to the non-Jew. And therefore, Eino over, the Jew is not Kone. Rabbi Meir Savar, no, Kalva Chomer. Yisrael mi Yisrael Kani, Yisrael mi Nachri lo Kol Shekein. If a Jew acquires from a Jew, Kone Balchov, Kone Mashkon, so surely from a non-Jew, right? The das is that a bal chov is kona mashkon. Ava, that's the machlokas in the resha. How to understand Rabbi Yitzchak's din when it comes to a Jew taking a mashkon from a non-Jew. Avol nachri shehilvas yisrael al chemso akar pesach. But in the opposite direction, where a nachri lends a Jew money. And now a Jew takes his chametz and puts it in the nachri's property. And now, what about that case? Is a non-Jew kona mashkon divri akol over. There for sure, over, hasam vaday nachri yisrael okani. The idea of alchov kona mashkon does not work in that regard, right? So that's the explanation of the Braisa, that it does not have to do with Baikana Lahaba or Luma Freya, but it has to do rather with Baal Chov Kona Mashkon or Eina Kona Mashkon, and how that applies to a case of the Jew and non-Jew relationship. Good. The big sugya in Baal Chov Kona Mashkon is Rabbi Yitzchak. What does Rabbi Yitzchak mean? What does Rabbi Yitzchak mean? Or even before we get there, Tosfos says, we'll do it first. What does it mean? So there's a major machlokas. What exactly does Baal Chov Kona Mashkon mean? Rashi here and other places says that what Rabbi Yitzchak means is he is like a shoel, a very high level of bailus. Says Rashi, v'im ne'enas chayiv ba'onsin, she'enu alav lo kishomer chinam v'lo kishomer sachar, she'peturin ba'onsin. No, he's not like that. Elakula b'shuseyu b'shmirasa omeid. He has the status of a shoel. That's Rashi. Rabbi Yitzchak is a very strong level of bailus. If you look in Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Shekona, he quotes Rashi and argues. Then he shows the Re in Baba Tzia, says that it's mashma that he is only on the level of a shomer sachar. And that's what many Rishonim say, says Tosfos. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. If one wants to do any research on this sugya, all you have to do is look in one source. One source, and that's in the Shach. This is a classic Shach. The Shach was had many, many svarim at his disposal. And classic Shach, in that when he wants to convince you of his shita, that it is right, he will quote everybody under the sun. So the Shach here quotes in Simen Ayin Beis, Os Tes, it's a six-column Shach. It is a huge Shach, quantitatively and qualitatively, but he starts off by quoting. He says, the Beis Yosef quotes, Kala Poskim hold like Tosfos, that it is Kishomer Sacha. Rashi is the only one. Rashi is all by himself, and he holds Chayba Onsin. Says the Shach, if you'll do a little more research, you will see that Rashi is right, and that most Rishonim all like Rashi, and after you finish the Shach, he like turns everything on his head, and you get the impression like Tosfos is the Das Yachid, and Rashi is the one that is in the majority. But he starts off by making one or two important points. Lafini is Daiti Iker Bishas Kirashi. Vegam Das Harbig Dolia Poskim Uchain. Ukamoshe Avair. Ulafisha Tosfos Harbig Dolam Chopo Rashi. Muchrachani Laharich. I'm sorry, I have to defend the honor of Rashi. Viafshe Neni Kedai Lahachanis Roshi. Bein Harim Hagdolim. Mikomakom. Halo Ator Munach Bekeren Zavis. Verayos Beruos Yitznu Edim Yitzaku. I have to explain Rashi. First of all, says the Shach, just the language of Chov Kone Mashkon. Shomer Sachar is Kone. That's what you would use? No, a Shovel is Kone. Just the language of Al-Chov Kone Mashkon sounds like Rashi. V'ilavik Shomer Sachar lo shayach v'ilomer shakone Mashkon. You should just say Mischayiv b'mashkon. V'od kashali, and also that Rabbi Yitzchak says u'lachot yet staka mino Kone Mashkon minayin. Staka minayin again. It sounds like it's Mamish Akinyin. Then he goes through all the questions of Tosfos that deals with that. But the Shach here in this huge Shach says that Rashi is really in the majority. Okay, important point number one, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The other important point is in Tosfos. Tosfos says, there are two types of mashkons. There's what we call a mashkon b'sha'as halva'a and a mashkon shelo b'sha'as halva'a. Reb Yitzchak's din of Baal Chov Kona Mashkon is shelo b'sha'as halva'a. Why is that a stronger one? Because the person, basically, the malva comes and says, pay me. He says, no, I'm sorry, I don't have any money, I don't have any of that. You know what, take this. So there, that's a real, you could say he has that to give it as a kinyan. Because he doesn't have any money right now, so he gives it. But shebishas halva, that's a lower level type of mashkon. Because he, at that time, we can assume that he doesn't really want the mashkon. He doesn't plan on giving the mashkon. He just plans on paying up. He's just giving it as a security. So how could our Gemara, we're talking about a case of bishas halva. So it says Tosfos an important, it's a parallel issue. V'yesh lomar, the middle of Tosfos, b'Rabbi Yitzchak. V'hachi pirusha. This is what the Gemara means. Kiva de shelo b'shas halva kone legamre kider Rabbi Yitzchak. Since shelo b'shas halva, that's what the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is. If there's a type of mashkon that is super, then even the lower type of mashkon should be enough to change halachas of Al Rabbi Yimatzei. That's what he says. Since there's shelo b'shas halva, there's a full din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Im kein lin yichamet yishlon lechosho kilu hu shelo laver below yimatzei. Af b'shas halva dechashvina leimatzoi. That's enough to be considered by yours for Al Rabbi Yimatzei. Stosa says, you're right. It's not b'shas halva, but that still has important ramifications. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara Tana, back to our Mishnah. Nachri shehil v'es Yisrael al-chemso, a non-Jew lends money to a Jew. Al-chemso achre pesach mutter ba'no, we said that chametz is mutter. So 1 second. Nehina midihir hinu eslo. Fine, the Jew put it into the non-Jew's property, right? The non-Jew was the malveh, so the Jew put his chametz there. But still, didn't we say, so what did we say before? So what, the mashkon? So this is a mashkon that a Jew takes, the non-Jew takes from the Jew? But ha'amrit nachri Yisrael al-kani. If it's totally on mashkon alachos, then this shouldn't work. And it should be by Rabbi Yimatzei. Right? Because the non-Jew is not kone, the mashkon of a Jew. So lokasha, here's the other ukimta we mentioned earlier. Hada amar le me'achshav, hada lo amar le me'achshav. Right? It depends if he says me'achshav or not. There, the non-Jew said me'achshav. Me'achshav. Or the Jew said, this mashkon is going to be yours me'achshav if I don't pay up. So that's why it's considered of the non-Jew. So all of these are working, built on each other. Here, hinu etzlo, me'achshav, and the Rambam added in the other element of the zman was nikva kodem pesach. Again, that's what the discussion of that Rambam Rivet. Umina Timra says the Gemara, deshanile me'echad amar me'achshav, me'echad amar me'achshav. How do I know that even within here, hinu etzlo, where he put it in the malvis property, there's a difference of me'achshav, or not the Tanya? The following Brisa. Nachri shehirin pas purni etzel Yisroel. A non-Jew who gave a very chashev type of bread to a Jew, eino over. It doesn't violate on Pesach. Why? Because this shita holds, like the previous shita, that a Yisroel from a Nachri is not kone mashkon. V'im amalo higatich over. But if he says, it's yours, it came to you over. What does higatich mean? Maishta resha, maishta seifa. What's the difference? Elo lav shvamida must be higatich. Is a fancy way of saying me'achshav. Shani hacha hechadamar le'me'achshav, lechadamar le'me'achshav, shvamina. So you see, there's that difference. Period. Finishing up the section. Tana rabbanon, chanus shel Yisrael, umalai shel Yisrael, upale nachrim nechnasim l'sham. A Jew owns a store, all of the merchandise is of the Jews, and he has some non-Jewish workers that come in. Chametz shenipsa shalom achar Pesach aser b'hano. Chametz after Pesach is aser b'hano, and zarach lomar b'achila, and for sure b'achila. Why? Because I assume that the chametz found there was from the merchandise of the store. We don't think that, oh, it's from the non-Jewish worker that walked in. But the opposite, chametz shachanu shel nachri, malai shel nachri, upali yisrael nechnasa v'yotzen l'sham. If it's owned by a non-Jew, and it's merchandise of a non-Jew, and a Jewish worker is there, so the opposite, chametz shenipsa shavach rapetzach mutter b'achila, v'ein sarach lomar b'hana. After Pesach it's mutter, because you don't assume that a Jew brought chametz into this store. Period. Okay, so that relates, that ends the discussion of Jew and non-Jew in terms of Al Yerabai Yimatzei. Let's try to do one more Mishnah and section. Mishnah. Chametz shenafal ha'mapolet ha'riyug mavur. Chametz that a building fell on top of. So, forget about that. You don't have to worry about that. That's kimavur. It's as if it is already destroyed, and therefore, you don't have to do any type of bedika on it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, and the Rambam says that he's coming to be mefarish, kol she'ein ha'kelav yachol ha'pesach harav. How much of the mapolet fell on it that a dog wouldn't be able to get in? How deep is that? We'll see in the Gemara, 3 tefachim. But a dog can't even get there. Right, this is based on a din d'oraisa pashas. The Ron here quotes a din d'oraisa. It's the mechilta, right, that excludes nafalav mapolas. Amrav chizda, b'tzorach shivata belibo. Oh, but even though it's mevuar, you still have to do bittel. Why? Rashi says, Siag shemayifkach agal b'moed v'nimsa over alav. Maybe somehow it'll be uncovered on Pesach, and you'll violate. So therefore, you don't have to make yourself crazy and do bedika and biur, but you still have to be mevatel. How literally do you take this word belibo? Tzorach shivata belibo. The Ron says right here, Tesla Beis on the Daf Yarif, Tzlav Dafka belibo. Some say, but it just means that you don't have to be mashmiya la'aznav. You have to say, you can't just think it, but you have to be. You don't have to be mashmiya la'aznav. Right, if you look earlier, we have this already back in Rashi. Rashi on daf vav amid beis. Rashi, where the Gemara says, Abode sorach shivatel, Rashi added in, Belibo, samach lebedika, miyad va'omer, kol chamir dika beis adin libatel. So Rashi quoted Omer. So Belibo, what does Belibo mean? Belibo might not mean Belibo, but it means you have to say it, maybe you don't have to say it so loud, but you have to actually say it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in daf lamed dalet. You have to actually say the bittel. So, Sarshi Vada Belibo, says Rav Chisdov, Tana, Kama Chavisa Sakela Shlosha Tvachim. How deep do we say that a dog can go in, and if it's this level he doesn't? Three Tvachim deep. Amalei Rav Acha, Rav Yosef. L'Rav Ashi, Hada Amar Shmuel. What about in another halachic context? Shmuel says, Ksafim Enlam Shmuel Ela Bakarka. Shmuel says, if you have money, and you're a shomer, it's only called that you were not posheya if you covered it in the ground. So how deep in the ground? And if you didn't put it in the ground, then it's pshia. So mibi ina shlosha tvachim. Although, do you need three tvachim there too? Amalei, no. Hasam misham recha. Bina shlosha tvachim. When it comes to the chabetz, it has to do with the scent of the food, and it has to be three tvachim deep in order for the dog not to smell it. Hasam misham ichsuye me'enahu. But here, by shmira, it has to do with covered from the eye. For lobai shlosha, you don't need three deep. Kama v'kama amarafim bar papa misichra. Tefach. You need a tefach, and that is how deep as you need. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time with more inyanim relating to chametz.